This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The heavy duty verse is verse 14. It says, Alexander the metal worker did me a great deal of harm. We don't know exactly what he did, but he says the Lord will repay him for what he has done. Paul didn't say, boy, I'm going to get even with him. The Lord will repay him. He didn't say, I'm a scorekeeper and I'm going to settle the score with that guy before I die. No, the Lord will repay him. What's my point here is that everybody in this room sometimes has a person in their life where the only thing you can do is say, Lord, they're yours. Lord, you're going to have to deal with him. Lord, you're going to have to deal with her because I can't. I can't deal with that person. And let me tell you this, it's a heavy duty when somebody gives you over to the Lord. I would hate to think of somebody in my family saying, we're turning Randy over to you. You're going to have to deal with him. That'd be such a crushing blow to think that. Giving them over to the Lord, and yet that's what we have to do. Let me tell you this story by Daryl Dash, who's minister in Toronto. This is interesting to me. Daryl was ministered in Toronto for years in Canada. And there was an area of Toronto that I forget the name of it, is the fastest growing suburb of Toronto. I mean, more homes are going in there all the time. And the Christian community noticed something. There was no church in this fastest growing community. Not one church in this boom area of Toronto. So Daryl Dash and others said, we're going to start a church in that area. So he moved after a comfortable ministry in a church in Toronto and now starting a great work in this new area. And here's what he said, talking about this passage of scripture. This is not an unfamiliar story, what happened to Paul. I'll never forget the first time I experienced this myself. I was pastoring my first church. One of the deacons and his wife had become good friends. But after a while, we started to notice that things became awkward and uncomfortable. You ever had this happen? We would enter the room and they would get up and leave. That's pretty awkward, pretty embarrassing when you enter a room and people get up and leave. We could never figure out, we asked people, no one knew what the issue was, but it was clear that something was really wrong. One night we had a meeting at the church. I can still remember where I was sitting. This man, this deacon came in, didn't even sit down. I asked him, do you want to sit down next to us? And he got right in my face, 2 inches from my face, and started yelling. I didn't even know if he was going to punch me or not. He spent several minutes yelling just a couple inches from my face before turning around and stomping out of the church. To this day, my wife and I have no idea what has happened between them and us. It's not even close to the last time we've dealt with this issue. I bet we could open the door of discussion right now with other people and compare stories. And then he says, this passage speaks to this issue where all Paul could say is, the Lord will repay him for what he's done. Some of you have had to do that with a father. Some of you had to do that with an ex-spouse. Some of you have had to do that with a mother. Some of you had to do that with a grown son or daughter where you say, Lord, you're going to have to deal with him or her. It's called relational pain, but it's called what Christians do. We say, Lord, deal with them. I want to talk about people who come to the most spiritual moment of their life in verse 17, but the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Paul came to the moment in life that some of you may be coming to in your life where you feel like you're all alone. And I want to suggest to you that it's one of the most significant spiritual moments in a man or woman's life when you discover, I am alone, but I'm not alone. I am alone, but I'm not alone. The Lord stands with me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.